call the doctor.
We're talking with Charlene from Idaho, and we're talking about a 13-year-old who just does not seem to care that much about consequences, who appears to have a poorly developed conscience. And Charlene, I mentioned to you that one of the keys is brainwashing yourself so that he doesn't see your face turn red.
Right.
And that is an incredibly difficult thing to do, but it's critical.
Yeah.
Okay. And the reason I say that is that he gets way too much control out of getting you upset.
Yes.
And the more he does that, the more addicted he's going to become to it. It really is a drug. Control is just like any other drug. When people have too much of it, of unhealthy control, and they just want more and more and more. And then when you take it away from them, they go through withdrawal. Okay, so here are some things that I would recommend for you to do. First of all, say to yourself, you're not alone. There are lots of other parents out there that are having the same issues with their kids. It doesn't necessarily mean that you've done anything wrong. Maybe you have, maybe you haven't, but a lot of people who are good people have kids that have these problems. And when you start beating up on yourself, do you ever do that?
Sometimes it's hard to not.
Yeah, it really is. As soon as you start beating up on yourself and saying negative things to yourself about your parenting skills, it makes you less capable of remaining calm when you need to. So one of the things I'm going to ask you to do is I'm going to ask you to come up with a little statement. And I'm going to ask you to have this posted around the house on little sticky notes. Everywhere you look, you're going to see this little statement. Now, some people like this one. Anger and frustration feed misbehavior. And essentially what that does is it reminds them that the more angry and frustrated they get with this kid, the more likely the kid's going to continue doing this. Some parents like this too shall pass. Right. Other parents like, stay calm. Or some parents like this one, be quiet. Or other parents like, bite your tongue. Can you think of one that would make sense to you? Something that you could say to yourself that would help you stay calm in this situation.
I like the this too shall pass.
This too shall pass. Okay. So you're going to pick this too shall pass, and it's going to be posted up everywhere. And he's going to ask you what this means. And you just say, well, that just means that hard times only last as long as they last. Something to that effect, right? But you're going to see this everywhere you go. Okay. It's going to be in your car, too. It's going to be in your checkbook. So when you open up your check, this too shall pass. Okay. Now, the next step is I'm going to ask you that every night when you're laying in bed, right before you go to sleep,
okay,
and you're closing your eyes, you're going to imagine this kid doing something awful, like carving on the dining room table.
Okay.
And you're going to imagine yourself handling that really calmly. You're going to picture yourself just with kind of a poker face. You're not getting upset one way or the other. And you're just standing there and you're just handling it as calm as possible. And you're going to imagine yourself saying, this too shall pass, just over and over again, this too shall pass. See, we found that the subconscious mind continues to work when you're asleep. In fact, sometimes it does its best work when you're sleeping. So if you can imagine these things and visualize yourself handling it well and saying this to yourself over and over and over again, then you're going to find yourself being able to stay just a little bit calmer with this kid. Okay, so that's just the first part of this. Pick your little statement, memorize it, visualize yourself. The second thing I'm going to recommend to you is to say to yourself every day this statement. It's okay if I get really mad at this kid. Now, are you confused now? Because I just said anger and frustration feed misbehavior. Now I'm saying it's okay to be mad at this kid. It's kind of confusing, but when you think about it, it really isn't. Here's the idea. It's okay to be mad at him. It's just not okay to show it. And see, the people that have the hardest time staying calm around tough kids are the ones who walk around all day long saying, I'm not going to get mad at this kid today. I'm not going to get mad at this kid today. I'm not going to let him see me get angry. Those are the people that end up losing their temper more frequently. So, Charlene, are you listening?
Yes.
Okay, so you're going to give yourself permission to be really mad at this kid. Because that's okay. See, a lot of people are brought up to believe they should never be upset with their kids, or they should never feel badly towards their kids, or they should always like their kids. And sometimes kids just aren't that likable. And here's the message I want to send to you and all the listeners. When we give ourselves permission to have a feeling, it makes that feeling easier to deal with. But when we say to ourselves, I shouldn't feel a certain way, then ironically, that's what makes that feeling come out more. Okay, so can you give yourself permission to be angry at this kid?
I'll give it my best try.
Is it okay for you to be angry at him?
You just told me it is.
It is, you bet. Now, I'm sensing that that's kind of hard for you, though.
Yeah, it can be.
It can be. But can you see the connection there, that if you give yourself permission to be angry, but to have something different to do that isn't angry behavior, you're going to be more successful?
I can see the connection. I've never tried it that way before.
It's hard. None of this is going to be easy. But the first step, again, and I'm going to give you little baby steps here, and we may need to have you back on the show so we can talk more about this when we have more time. But the very first thing that has to happen for things to get better with him and you is that he needs to realize that he can't shock you. He can't turn your face red. He can't get you to launch into any arguments or lectures with him. And by the way, what do you say to him when he tries to argue with you?
The last time I tried one of your techniques I've just recently learned.
Uh-huh, what was that?
I told him, I said, maybe I said the wrong thing. I said, I'm not going to argue with you right now.
Mm-hmm. That's perfect, right? I might just make it even simpler. Would you like a real simple one?
Sure.
Just do this. And nod your head. So he's saying, this is stupid. I should be able to do. And you're just, And you're just agreeing. You know, you're just looking at him like you're taking it all in. You're going, You know why that's so effective? Because you don't even have to think about what you're saying and it'll fit anything a kid says.
Okay.
So let's practice together. I'm going to be the kid, you be the parent. Well, this is stupid. Oh, no, it has to be more empathetic. It needs to sound like this.
Like a sigh?
Yeah, just like a sigh, you know, and you're just this is stupid.
Oh,
perfect. What's wrong with you?
Oh.
You're crazy.
Oh.
There you go. See, now this sounds bizarre, but what it really says to the kid is, I'm not going to get pulled into your fighting. I am not going to get frustrated and angry, and I am not going to back down. Now, I guarantee you that this kid is going to get worse when you do this. This is going to make him irate, right? So what's your plan for when he really goes off on you? I mean, what are you going to do when he gets even more angry? You have a plan for that? Is he going to hit you?
He hasn't yet, but I've wondered if he'll get that far.
Mm-hmm. Is he going to destroy something else?
No, he typically doesn't get physically violent that way. He yells a lot.
So the first thing I want you to say to yourself again is, don't do this until you've thought about those things. Is this kid gonna hit me? Is this kid gonna get violent? Is this kid going to destroy something else?
Okay.
And you don't implement it until you've plugged those holes, which might mean that you have somebody else over at the house while you're talking with the kid. Or maybe you break bad news with this kid out in public. So if he has a fit, there's other people to see it and somebody that you can get help from.
Okay.
Okay. Now I'm looking at the clock right now. We have about another 60 seconds before we go to another commercial, and I want you to hold on to the line during that. Can you do that?
Yes.
Because we're not done with you, right?
Okay.
But as a review, and I want to talk with the whole audience out there, with really tough kids, the first thing you have to do is be able to brainwash yourself to stay calm. And that usually involves having some little self statements you can say to yourself, like, this too shall pass, or I'm not a horrible parent, or anger and frustration feed misbehavior. Mine is this, be quiet, right? That helps me remember to stay calm. We'll be right back, listeners. Thanks for joining us.